95. Conjunctions and word order. Various points.
Speaking and listening. Inversion.
Listen.
Now over to Dan Driscoll at Wimbledon.
Thank you, David. Well, here at Wimbledon, we have some bad news for you, I'm afraid. The covers are on the centre court, and it's a very sad scene indeed here. About 20 minutes ago, the clouds gathered, the sky darkened, and we heard thunder in the distance. Then down came the rain, and up went the umbrellas. So it seems that we'll have no play here for quite a while.
Well, let's go back now to Wimbledon, where I think Dan Driscoll has some good news.
Yes. Welcome back to Wimbledon, where you'll be pleased to hear the weather has improved. A few minutes ago, the sky lightened a little, and a few spectators even began singing the old Beatles song, Here Comes the Sun. Slowly, from behind the clouds, came the first rays of sunlight. And then out came the sun, down went the umbrellas, and off came the covers. It's now a fine afternoon here, and we're looking forward to some fine tennis.
Listen to these song titles and repeat them.
Here Comes the Sun.
Along Came Jones.
Right, said Fred.
Listen.
Hello, Max. You're looking very pleased with yourself.
I've just had some very good news.
Really?
Yes. My novel is definitely going to be published.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I can see the reviews already. Not since Dickens has an English novelist created such a fascinating collection of characters.
Rarely have I read a better first novel.
No sooner had I begun reading this book than I was sure I was reading a masterpiece.
Not only is the story an exciting adventure, but it also says important things about life in the modern world. Mm.
Little did I realise when this novel arrived on my desk that I was to discover perhaps the best new novelist for 20 years.
Under no circumstances must you miss this superb novel.
we'll see.
So, which title was chosen in the end? A Delicious Grape or A Desperate Gorilla?
Neither, fortunately. It's going to have its original title, A Dangerous Game.
Great. Oh.
Conditions.
Listen and repeat.
If anyone should phone. Should anyone phone. Please take a message.
If I had known about all the problems. Had I known about all the problems. I would have been better prepared.
Listen.
You must be very pleased, Max.
Yes. Do you know, it's taken me twice as long to get this novel published as it took me to write it. Had I known about all the problems in advance, I might not have written it at all.
I'm sure that's not true. If you'd known about all the problems in advance, you'd have been better prepared.
Yes.
Anyway, it's great news.
Yes. Congratulations again.
Thanks.
See you later.
Right. Should anyone phone, say I'll be available for comments later this afternoon.
Sorry?
If anyone should phone, you know, TV companies, reporters wanting interviews, say I'll be available for comment later this afternoon.
I don't think they'll be calling yet, Max.
Not before the book's published.
No. I suppose not. But you never know.
Listen.
What was that, Max? Your novel's going to be published.
That's right. A Dangerous Game by Max Taylor.
Oh,
it's going to have its original title then.
Yes. I said I wouldn't sign the contract unless it kept its original title.
When's it coming out?
Sorry?
When's it going to be published?
At the end of the year, all being well. You know, as long as there are no more problems.
Well, I'll certainly buy a copy. Providing that you autograph it for me, of course.
With pleasure.
So, what's the next Max Taylor creation going to be?
I've already started work on it. It's another novel.
What's it called?
It's called If Only... dot, dot, dot.
If Only... dot, dot, dot?
Yes, you know, the words if only followed by three dots. Like, if only things had been different. If only life wasn't so complicated.
Oh, I see. What's it about?
It's quite interesting, actually. It's about a young writer trying to get his first novel published.
Reasons.
Listen.
It's quite interesting, actually. Mm-hmm. It's about a young writer trying to get his first novel published.
Mm. I wonder why you chose that subject.
Well, the main reason I chose it was that I know all about it, because I've had that experience.
I realise that, Max.
Oh, I see. You were being ironic.
Yes.
If you were going to write a novel, what would you write about?
Well, I've never thought about it, but since you ask...
Yeah?
It'd probably have something to do with computers.
Oh.
Seeing that I know a bit about them. Maybe a mystery involving a powerful computer.
Oh, that sounds good.
But as I'm not planning on writing any novels, it's purely hypothetical.
Hypothetical? That's a great word, isn't it?
Is it? Why?
Well, it's got great sound. I really like it. I must try to use it at least once in my new book.
Song.
Stay With Me, Baby, sung by the Walker Brothers.
Where did you go when things went wrong, baby? Who did you run to and find a shoulder? Baby, wasn't I there? Didn't I take good care of you? No, no, I can't believe you'd really leave. Stay with me, baby. Maybe I was too good, just too good for you. You said you'd always
Fluency.
Listen.
Hypothetical.
Max, what are you doing?
Hypothetical.
Sorry to interrupt, but what are you doing?
Just a moment. Hypothetical. Not based on certain knowledge, existing only as an idea. Yes. That is a really great word.
Absolutely, but look...
Of Greek origin, you know.
Yes, I know.
Meaning, not based on certain knowledge, or to put it another way, existing only as an idea.
Yes.
For example, a time machine is a hypothetical machine. You can imagine it, but it's not real.
Max, what are you doing?
Oh, well, I've got a dictionary on disk. I was just checking the meaning of hypothetical.
See what it says for assiduous.
Okay. Two S's.
Yes.
Assiduous. Assiduous. Hardworking, careful and conscientious in one's work, of Latin origin. Yes, that's quite a good word too, isn't it? I'll try and use it in my new book.
Synopsis.
Dialogue.
Ah, Anna. Come in, come in. Sit down.
Thank you.
Coffee?
Oh, yes, please.
Well, what do you think of the new radio ad? It doesn't matter where you go, remember the letters ST. It doesn't matter who you are, with ST, everyone's a VIP. With Sunshine Travel, it's a small world.
Well, to be honest, I don't think it's one of our best.
Oh, absolutely, I'm quite right. Not one of our best. I was beginning to think the same thing myself. There you are.
Oh, thank you.
Now, Anna, let me ask you a hypothetical question.
Go ahead.
Were someone to offer you a different job...
A different job?
Yes, still in the travel business, but not as a courier. What would you say?
Well, that would depend on the job, and since I don't know what the job might be, it's difficult to answer. I wouldn't be able to answer unless I had more information.
Yes, of course. Well, still being hypothetical, should someone offer you a job in the travel business with more responsibility, let's say, what would your hypothetical reaction be? Hypothetically.
Well, hypothetically, of course.
Of course.
I might be interested.
Good. Good, good. That's what I like. A straight answer to a straight question. Excellent.